Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Cinderlin Squish, benefiting Adventures in Training with a Purpose. That's John Kolb's charity. So get over and try it today before Steelers-Ravens, after Steelers-Ravens. This is the PM team, tail of the tape. We will go position by position, and Malzi and I will tell you who has the edge.
Always loved a good tail of the tape.
Or the Ratbirds.
Always loved a good tail of the tape.
Starting at quarterback, Malzi.
I'm much as I've been impressed with Russell Wilson through three games where he's only thrown one interception and it was a glorified punt, I have to take the defending MVP, who right now is on very good course to successfully defend said MVP award, a man with a league-leading 24 touchdowns, the best touchdown percentage in the league, just two picks. He's leading in yards per attempt, adjusted yards per attempt, passer rating, and QBR, QBR being ESPN's metric, that basically tries to quantify what you do when the chips are really on the table. Not only that, this very same man has also run for 538 yards and two touchdowns. To me, this is a pretty easy one, and I can say that even as a Russell Wilson fan and respecter, the tail of the tape gives the edge at quarterback to the Ravens.
I'm going with the Steelers. Russell Wilson does not have a horrible history against the Ravens like Jackson does against the Steelers with the 10 turnovers and four starts. Lamar Jackson stinks like a 400-pound man who hasn't showered in 3 weeks when he plays against the Steelers.
Is that guy taking after Fran Brown at Syracuse?
A very hairy, very sweaty, very obese man.
Like Fat Bastard in
yes,
Goldmember.
That is Lamar Jackson against the Steelers. Give me Russ. Running back.
So wait a minute. How do we determine who's right here?
We don't.
We're just individually giving our tails.
Running back,
tape.
I go with Baltimore.
Can we quicken this one up here? Baltimore. The guy's averaging 112 yards a game.
Jaylen Warren might not play. Rodney Harrison said the Steelers should bench Najee Harris for Jaylen Warren. I don't know what Steelers games he's watching. I like Jaylen Warren a lot, but he hasn't been healthy, and he's fumbling too much. And other than the last game, Najee is still in the midst of one of his great stretches.
Derrick Henry, just for the record, he averaged 3.5 per carry in the week one loss to Kansas City, and everybody said, uh-oh, he might be washed. Since that game, Pony, I would like to stress, he already has 1,000 yards in the nine games since. He is averaging 6.3 yards per carry since that first game. 6.3.
Wide receiver / tight ends, I'm going advantage Steelers by a very, very narrow margin. I think Pickens is slightly better than Flowers, even though Flowers has better numbers on the year. Pickens has been a guy that has gone over 70 yards in every one of his starts with Russell Wilson. And Mike Williams, I think, beefs up that unit in a way that Deontay Johnson does not for Baltimore. So Pittsburgh by a nose.
I have to go with Baltimore.
You don't
here
have
again.
To go with it. No one's holding a gun to your head, Malzi. You could do whatever you want.
I choose to go with Baltimore here. Bateman is not a great second receiver, but really their second best target is Mark Andrews, who after a very weird start to the season has started to come on again. He's got five touchdown catches in his last five games. They're not throwing a high volume of targets to him, but when they throw it to him, it's basically an automatic catch. I think Flowers is really good, is really consistent, is the best receiver, really, that Jackson has had since he's been the starting quarterback. I know he's had guys like Beckham, but they were past their primes. I give Baltimore a very narrow edge here. It is the closest of the three categories we've gotten to so far.
Offensive line for Malzi, tell the tape, Steelers or Ravens?
It's very hard for me to separate this pony from the quarterback because Lamar just doesn't get sacked. And so, in a sense, I think the Ravens' offensive line is better because their job is easier. They are the number one rushing offense in the league. It's not like your Marshall Yandas and everything from the past, but the proof is in the pudding. Best passing offense in the league, best rushing offense in the league. I've got to give the Ravens the nod.
So you went clean sweep Ravens every position on offense. What the heck's that noise?
Seth, we need that one. No. You need to put that one down there. You need to stop the music here. Kill the music.
What the heck was that?
No. Just kill the music. What was that?
That's in your bed.
Uh-oh.
That sounds
right.
That's
not good. That's not good.
I don't know what happened there. All right, we're back.
I'm giving the Ravens significant edge at quarterback in principle, edge at running back, narrow edge on the wide receivers, tight ends, narrow edge on the offensive line.
I'm going Ravens with the offensive line, too. When they have the rushing stats that they have, when they're averaging 7 yards.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yards a run, 9 yards a pass, Lamar doesn't get sacked, Baltimore offensive line, defensive line, Malzi.
I give the Steelers the edge here. I think Hayward's been really good pretty much all year. Thought Keanu Benton made a couple huge plays in that Washington game, tripped up Jaden Daniels very effectively. Ogunjobi was making splashy plays. I just like those three as a starting point, and I will give them the edge over the Ravens' D-line.
I agree. The Ravens are number one against the run. I think I'm gonna side with you slightly because I think Hayward.
Madubuke is really good.
I know, but he has not had... He had a big game against Cincinnati, but he's not matched what he did the year before to get the big contract that he has there.
I don't think it's really a bunch of, like, big names on their defensive line specifically. That's the thing. It's kind of the no-name group.
Benton's coming on. Ogunjobi's had a bad year, but I'll go slight edge to the Steelers as well. How about linebackers?
Roquan Smith, I think, maybe is a slight tick slower than he was last year. He's still a tackle machine.
He's had a bad year in coverage. Really bad.
That's where I say a tick slower. I'm actually going to give the Steelers... what am I saying? I'm thinking of off-ball backers. I have to take all of them into account. No, I'm giving the Steelers a decisive edge here. They have Watt. They have Queen. They have Herbig. They don't have Highsmith healthy. They have Preston Smith, which is a bump up in quality. They have the tooth chipper. A lot of depth, a lot of quality. I'll lump them all together and say Steelers.
They're sixth in sacks. Van Noy's had a good year, even though he's ancient. Owe from Penn State has gotten better as the season has gone on.
No doubt.
I'm with you. I think Roquan Smith is supposed to be an elite player, and he has not played like that, similarly to how we feel about Minka here. Secondary, you got to go Steelers. I mean, when the other team is dead last in passing yards allowed, and we just had BMAC on talking about how their communication stinks.
I mean, I just take the words of Marlon Humphrey here. Now, I know Hamilton's really good, even though he dropped that interception that literally cost them the Browns game, and he had it right in his hands. But when Marlon Humphrey, after their last game, says, essentially, we can't play football like this, we're not going to keep winning, and we're going to get bounced, that carries a lot of weight for me.
It's interesting, though, because if we were just like ranking players in both secondaries, I would go Hamilton 1, Humphrey 2, and then the next five or six guys would be Steelers.
Yeah,
there's just a huge drop-off there.
I would say for the purposes of this particular rivalry game, I would rank Humphrey number one. Like, I think Humphrey's just, like, built for this game, and he does make me nervous in a way that some of their other guys do not.
Special teams.
Steelers. Because Tucker's not Tucker anymore.
And usually that was one dominated by Baltimore. They'd have punters and great return men.
So Baltimore has every offensive advantage for me, and the Steelers have similarly every other advantage.
Coach.
Slightly.
Coaching.
You know what? I'm actually going to give this one to Mike. I know I have sounded the alarm that I'm worried that he's going to fall into his old traps, but you know what Mike's done? He lost to a bad 3-6 Cowboys team. He got shell-shocked by Joe Flacco. But I think that actually isn't nearly as bad as losing a 10-point lead to the Raiders in the fourth quarter and blowing it, and then losing to Jameis and the Browns. And the other thing is, too, Harbaugh's done this with MVP-level quarterbacking from Lamar all year. Tomlin had to make the ballsiest decision, one of them, of his whole career to go away from a guy who started them at 4-2. The guy he's replaced him with has gone 3-0 and unlocked their offense. I think Mike's having a better year than John, so I give them the edge.
Not only that, but he's just coached circles around him in these games the last few years. All right, that's the tale of the tape. For me, I ended up having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 advantages for the Steelers. Only two for the Ravens.
Yeah, I went 5-4 Steelers, but man, the Baltimore advantage at certain spots is much more pronounced than most of those Steelers advantages.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Mark Cabali joins us in studio next. First, a message from Mulsey.
Yeah, it is about Shorkey Mitsubishi, North Huntington. Thanks, Pony. Let's talk right now about you getting into the Mitsu that fits you and how easy that is when you're talking about a place that's going to get you the best deal on Western Pennsylvania's best Mitsubishi inventory. Shorkey Mitsubishi, North Huntington. Right now, they've got special lease offers on 2025 Outlander SE hybrids. You can lease one starting at $319 a month for 39 months. If you want to buy an Outlander, 2025 Outlander hybrid, you can get up to $11,000 off MSRP. If you're still looking at one of the old 2024s that are still on the lot, like I said, they still have those available, a great buy as well. How about 0% financing on 2024 Outlanders for 48 months? Also 0% financing for 48 months on the 2024 Eclipse Cross. Reliability, style, features, function, form, all that good stuff, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's what you get with Mitsubishi. One place to go to get it, Shorkey Mitsubishi North Huntington, and online, shorkeymitsubishi.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.